This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that farmers are the strong partners in nation building and their efforts are greatly strengthening the Self-Reliant India campaign. He said the centre is committed to empowering farmers and is working tirelessly in this direction. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the gathering after taking part in Pongal celebrations organised at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, in New Delhi today.
हमारी तमिल संस्कृति पूरे भारत की साझी विरासत है इतना ही नहीं पूरी मानवता की ये साझी विरासत है मैं एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत की जिस भावना की बात करता हूं उसे पोंगल जैसे पर्व और सशक्त बनाते हैं साथियों दुनिया की लगभग सभी सभ्यताओं में फसलों से जुड़ा कोई न कोई उत्सव मनाया जाता है तमिल संस्कृति में किसान को जीवन का आधार माना गया है
The Prime Minister said that Tamil culture is not only a shared heritage of the entire nation, but also a shared heritage of the whole humanity. Lauding the contributions of farmers, he said, they are regarded as the foundation of life in Tamil culture. Festival of harvest Makar Sankranti is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Makar Sankranti signals the end of winter and the beginning of longer days. The festival is known with different names in different parts of the country. It is celebrated as Pongal in Tamil Nadu, Uttarayan in Gujarat, Bhogali Bihu in Assam and Posh Sankranti in West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings to the nation on the occasion of Makar Sankranti, Uttarayan and Magh Bihu. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said veterans of the armed forces are the living pillars of national consciousness, symbols of collective courage and sources of inspiration for future generations. Addressing the Armed Forces Veterans Day in New Delhi, the minister said that the veterans contribute on every front of nation building and guide the society with their qualities such as discipline, leadership and courage. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi today said that Operation Sindoor was a defining demonstration of the country's resolve and restraint, reflecting the moral strength and professional excellence of the armed forces. General Dwivedi said this while addressing the National Cadet Corps NCC Republic Day Parade Camp 2026 in New Delhi. The Army Chief said that during Operation Sindoor, over 75,000 NCC cadets volunteered across the country and worked tirelessly in civil defence, hospital management, disaster relief and community services. In Jammu and Kashmir, army troops opened fire to destroy multiple suspected Pakistani drones that entered the Indian territory from across the line of control in the Rajouri district last evening. The drones briefly hovered in the Manja Kot sector before returning to Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Defence sources said that the army implemented counter-unmanned aerial system measures after drones were spotted along the line of control in J&K. A search operation was initiated to ensure no weapons or narcotics were airdropped by the drones. The death toll from a crackdown on protests in Iran increases to at least 2,571, the activists said today. The figure came from the US-based human rights activist news agency, which has been accurate in multiple rounds of unrest in Iran in recent years. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has said that the United States will respond forcefully if Iranian authorities carry out hanging of protesters amid ongoing unrest in the nation. In an interview to a TV channel, he said, Washington will take very strong action if Tehran indulged in execution of protesters. In second ODI of three-match cricket series at Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot, New Zealand, won the toss and chose to bowl first. Indian team is leading the series 1-0 as the hosts had won the first ODI by 4 wickets at Vadodara on Sunday. The third and final match of the series will be played in Indore on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.